early in the evening of December 6, 1955, a line could be seen forming along Lexington Street, beginning at the box office of Keith's Theater and winding its way all the way to Liberty Street in downtown Baltimore. In the line were all teenagers, noisily, restless, expectant. What they were waiting so impatiently for was no less than the popular wild man of rock and roll himself, Bill Haley and Haley's Comets. Haley's rock-around-the-clock performances had made national news. Everywhere the band played, they seemed to incite the audience to riot and bring in the police, who closed the venue. The night of December 6, 1955, was Baltimore's night to rock, and Keith's Theater was where it was all going to happen. Keith had always shown first-run movies in the best stage shows, but in the mid-50s, downtown was seeing bad days. Business at Keith's was falling off, and management was struggling with the decision whether to rejuvenate the ailing theater by bringing in a top act like Bill Haley and hope that momentum would carry them forward, or failing that, close the place. They decided the former, and so they booked the great Bill Haley. On that night at 8:30, the curtain rose to wild cheering as Bobby Soxers stood on their seats and danced in the aisles and screamed for more. Pandemonium reigned until exactly 9:13, when the management, taking in the bedlam and fearing for the safety of the audience, called the police. The curtain came down, the police arrived and ushered everybody out and closed the place. Haley and his Comets disappeared into the night. The following morning, there was a sign in the box office, "Closed." The irony of this story, Keith brought in Bill Haley to keep the place open, and in a quirky Baltimore twist, Haley was the guy who closed it. Early in the evening of December 6, 1955, a line could be seen forming along Lexington Street, beginning at the box office of Keith's Theater and winding its way all the way to Liberty Street in downtown Baltimore. In the line were all teenagers, noisily, restless, expectant. What they were waiting so impatiently for was no less than the popular wild man of rock and roll himself, Bill Haley and Haley's Comets. Haley's rock-around-the-clock performances had made national news. Everywhere the band played, they seemed to incite the audience to riot and bring in the police, who closed the venue. The night of December 6, 1955, was Baltimore's night to rock, and Keith's Theater was where it was all going to happen. Keith had always shown first-run movies in the best stage shows, but in the mid-50s, downtown was seeing bad days. Business at Keith's was falling off, and management was struggling with the decision whether to rejuvenate the ailing theater by bringing in a top act like Bill Haley and hope that momentum would carry them forward, or failing that, close the place. They decided the former, and so they booked the great Bill Haley. On that night at 8:30, the curtain rose to wild cheering as Bobby Soxers stood on their seats and danced in the aisles and screamed for more. Pandemonium reigned until exactly 9:13, when the management, taking in the bedlam and fearing for the safety of the audience, called the police. The curtain came down, the police arrived and ushered everybody out and closed the place. Haley and his Comets disappeared into the night. The following morning, there was a sign in the box office, "Closed." The irony of this story, Keith brought in Bill Haley to keep the place open, and in a quirky Baltimore twist, Haley was the guy who closed it.